morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not snow shoveling her entire neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Ooh, wow, we need that. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Ooh, bend with your knees and not with your back.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Good morning to all of you on this Monday, March 25th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to National Lobster Newberg Day. Welcome to National Medal of Honor Day. Old New Year's Eve Day. Welcome to International Waffle Day. Welcome to International Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day. Welcome to Pecan Day. And welcome to Snowmageddon 2009.
It's Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon 2024.
There we go.
Wow.
We're here.
Yeah.
We made it through Snowmageddon 2024. How's everyone?
You know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought.
No.
Thank goodness. Well, because most people aren't on the road.
No.
Now, there will be ice. So
there will be?
Because it's raining. That's what I'm worried about, and that's why I think before you leave today, make sure school's in session. Because a lot of schools have canceled today, which is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Smart move.
I wonder what time the ice is going to move in.
Well, yeah. This temperature.
Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be some sun, maybe do some more melting, but.
I hope so.
Ooh. Oh,
it was, the rain was starting to come down. It wasn't that bad. I woke up. Looked outside. I'm in downtown Minneapolis. I'm in the North Loop, and there was no snow. Like, you know, no snow falling. I'm like, okay, this is looking okay. This is okay. And then I got outside, and the roads were pretty good. And then I got on 394, and I think it only took me maybe four or five additional minutes. So not bad. Holly, how was it for you?
Well, it's wet. I had to shovel my car out of the snow. And then it's wet. And then there are these little divots of moisture. And by moisture, I mean big lakes around my car. Yeah. So I was crawling on my hands and knees, scraping the snow out in front of my car so that I could get out. Then the cars on the road were splashing on me. So I'm just dirty. I stink. I stink. It's, you know, but the ice that we're going to have to worry about, I think, is going to be on Tuesday and on Wednesday, because all of this wet, sloppy crap is going to freeze.
Yep.
Because it's going to be cold.
Lex, do you stink?
Yeah. No, actually, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. You know.
Was your car outside?
No.
It was inside. Okay.
No, I would be for different reasons.
You would stink for different reasons. I hear you. Okay, girl. Okay.
Yeah.
I get you.
No, I think I'm okay. Yeah. Feeling pretty good, you know. Got fresh laundry on, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. You stink?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I bathed yesterday. I didn't bathe this morning, but no, I don't think I stink. And my car is indoors too, so I didn't have to scrub a dub dub or scrape anything like poor Holly, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is heart attack snow.
Yes.
This is wet snow. Ooh. It's heavy snow. Man, I got a little cardio workout, like crouched and doing the doggy thing, because I used a big shovel. Yeah. But then at a certain point, the stuff is so sticky and it's so you might can just like grab it and yank it.
Yeah.
So eventually that's what I was doing. I'm like, whatever. I don't need these things called tools. I'm going to tap back into my primitive being.
The ultimate tool.
It's doggy paddle.
My hands and my arms.
That's right.
I know. My little mom was trying to keep up with the snow. She was out there, and I go, Mom, don't be shoveling, please. Don't be. This is not light snow. This is not light, fluffy snow. Don't.
No,
you live in a condo unit. They'll take care of it eventually. Just leave it. Don't mess with that.
Yeah.
I know, but I can get a little bit. I'm like, no, Mom.
Oh,
no. Don't do it. Don't go out there. Please have your giant dog go out there and do it. Have your dinosaur of a dog.
Put a little, like, yeah, plow on him.
A plow in the back. Yeah, like a truck. He's my mom has a Mastiff. And I think he's 165 pounds. I think that's how much he weighs.
Nice. Yeah. Gentle
so a very
giant.
Small dog. Yeah. Very small dog. very, very small. Radar is his name. But yeah, just put a plow in the back of him and walk him around. He can do it. He is a good boy. But
that is
so
cute. I had to gun it at the end of my driveway this morning, you know, once everything's shoveled and then,
the plow
comes through and and then it's like, oh man. So I didn't get out there and shovel it. I just put it in reverse and just hit the gas and luckily. I made it okay. Yeah.
Because it's a little hillish, right, Lex? Like little Dukes of Hazzard. I'm just relieved. It's not quite. I think I read from Ken Barlow, MSP, the official total at MSP was like eight inches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the good news is we kind of needed it. There were some drought-esque conditions. So there's the positive. It'll be gone. A lot of it will be gone by the weekend. So.
And it's record-breaking snow.
Is it?
For the date, March 24th, 8.2 inches of snow at the airport.
Wow. Well, this happens either sure March does. Or April.
Yep.
March or April. We always get, we get lulled into a sense of spring is here. And then, nope, it's not here yet. One more round. We could get another round because this goes what until Wednesday? This crap goes through.
Oh, is that what he said?
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Today's going to be wet. Then there might be more snow tomorrow. And then it's going to be really cold. And then. If there's a chance next week, let's just put the kid next week. Next week, we'll be back in the 50s and it will be sunny.
Oh, boom. Okay.
So
by this time next week, we'll be back in two granny panties. It'll be great.
It'll be a nice little freeze. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's
it. Kill the mosquitoes that were coming out already. Kill them. Kill all the critters. Yeah. Get rid of the help folks with allergies. Get, clear all that out. Yeah, one more round.
That'd be me. I'm ready.
Are you still? Kill it.
No, I feel better now.
You do?
Yeah. It just starts going.
Because it knocked you. It gave you a little slap last week.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. I missed a bunch of things last week because of it. But it's all good.
Did you always have allergies?
No, I did not.
That's why I'm asking. I didn't think.
It's very weird.
Your body
decides that it's time to start having all these problems.
Is it pollen, Lex?
Yeah, it is. Everyone else has it, so I guess it's just bound to hit me.
Yeah.
So, in my family, meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah,
I should get checked. I don't know if I do it. I do get stuffy, and I just never, did you go get checked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is an impromptu laughing and leaking moment.
Yeah.
We're in our allergy era of the show.
Because it does happen. Yeah. They can develop as an adult.
Yes.
It's like, wait, what is happening?
Well, let's do round robin. Holly, do you have allergies?
I sneeze a lot. I don't know if I don't have a formal allergy diagnosis, but I know that I am sensitive to things. And I have the worst bags under my eyes in the past couple of weeks. I'm like, just looking like hell. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just put the glasses on and all is well.
Yeah,
and the sunglasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses, and I left my blue light glasses somewhere. I don't even know where they're at, so I'm just like, whatever.
Oh.
We're just going to be looking gross today.
Pull out your Jackie Onassis 1971 era sunglasses. It just covers everything.
Yep.
Whole face.
Yep, just cover my face. Jason Voorhees edition.
Oh, God. When we come back, we're going to do what we do, and that's talk a little food, because we're always endlessly hungry as we kick off the show. There is food inspired by a solar eclipse. What?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alexis has that when we come back. There we go again. coming back for another Monday.
Woohoo!
Jason and Alexis.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Oh, the end of March. I was talking to someone, maybe at a checkout or something. And she was like, this year has been so weird. And though it's only 3 months old, she's like, it's been a weird year. She goes, I think it's because of the weather. She's like, I don't feel like it should be what it is. Mm. And I had her try, and she's like, I don't know if it should be the end of March. And I said, yeah. I go, do you think it should still be February? Or do you think it should be like April? And she was, I don't know. And I get, even though you couldn't, I can't actually phrase it well, obviously, right now. I kind of get what she was talking about. I don't know if the year is already going quickly. The fact that it's already going to be April next week.
Mm.
Or if it's been slow. I don't know.
I think it depends on the day, the time.
Yeah, true, Lex.
How you're feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
Where are we in time?
Where
and space?
Are we? What
don't,
is time?
Don't worry about it.
What's happening? What's the frequency, Kenneth?
That's,
I don't know.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, it depends on the day, I guess is my answer to that.
I'll mark that down.
Okay. What did you do with small talk in the line?
I was forced to. I didn't really want to. That was my first thought.
We were like, I was talking to someone in the line about this.
Oh. I was captive. I couldn't move. I had to engage. I was like, oh, God. Just let me check out with my lotion and get out of here.
Go, please.
Please let me go. And now that Target changed the self-checkout to be only 10 items, now there are more. Now you got to interact with more humans. You got to go back to the old-fashioned. You got to go to checkout people.
Oh, is that what recently happened over there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
You cannot do self-checkout if you have more than 10 items. So they have put more cashiers back on. So you have to engage with humans again. Lovely.
Or you just go to the store multiple times with more 9 things in each of your baskets.
Go to your car, come back.
Like, weren't you just here? No, what are you talking about?
I forgot something.
What are you talking?
I forgot exactly 10 items.
Oh.
Oops, I forgot another 10 items.
Yeah. You're counting everyone. 2, 3, 4. Yeah. What is a solar eclipse inspired food?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, we're going to have a total eclipse of the heart, a total eclipse. This is not going to happen again for 2 decades. So this is big news. April 8th is the midday darkness of a total solar eclipse. Okay. It will pass over the United States April 8th, and just be ready. Especially, so it's just this narrow strip of land that spans from Texas to Maine. Now, you can get into total darkness, but most people will watch it partially, and that's when you need the glasses. But this is when you can look up, and the moon will block the sun, and its shadow casts a night-like darkness over Earth for a few minutes, which is, I've never experienced this, but
I haven't either.
One day. Whether it's April 8th or in 2 decades, it will happen.
I will experience total darkness.
Yes. In the day, that time. But of course, along the route, there's a lot of local restaurants that will be offering some pretty fun total eclipse-esque food and drinks. And some of the bigger ones that will be hit more places. For instance, Sonics will have a blackout slush float.
Of course they will.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. It looks like a black licorice slushy.
Is it purple?
It's black.
Yeah, but does it taste like purple?
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It tastes like, this is from them, a sweet cotton candy and dragon fruit flavor. It's all blended together.
Gross.
To represent the temporary darkness from the solar eclipse.
It is black.
It's black. Yep. And it's going to be topped with soft serve and then blue and purple galaxy themed sprinkles to give it that out of this world look.
Your mouth is going to look so disgusting after you drink this.
Well, yeah. Everything is going to be black.
Everything.
every orifice in your body is going to be blessed.
It's going to shrivel.
I was thinking about the in. Holly was thinking about the out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Anything. It's after that one time that I ate the Burger King burger, the Whopper with the black bun.
Bun?
Right.
Mm-mm. We'll never eat anything like this ever again.
Did it feel like just...
It didn't feel. It was an aesthetic thing.
Okay, so I got... Okay.
Yeah.
Got you, girl. I got you. Yeah, 400 Sonics along the route will have this, and probably others will do it as well. Jenny's ice cream. Do we like Jenny's ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's very cute. The little pints are all bright colors. And
I have had it. Thank you. Mm. Okay. You said pint, and I was thinking of a restaurant. I've had it, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can buy this at the grocery store. They're launching a brand new collection called Punk Stargonaut. And they'll have four out-of-this-world flavors. We've got Nebula Berry, which is a hot pink scoop with blue center. And she's calling it softball-sized pieces of fruit. So it tastes like blueberry and raspberry with an elderflower fragrance.
Oh.
That sounds very refreshing.
It does, actually.
We have Cosmic Bloom, which, let's see here. It will have citrusy delight with mandarin, kiwi, and passion fruit notes.
Nope.
Oh, is it the mango?
It's the mango.
Or the mandarin. Oh, wait.
It's the passion fruit thing.
The passion fruit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like the passion fruit.
Ah, okay. We have Purple Starborn, which is grape flavored with black currants. That sounds divine.
Okay. The grape, I'm down with that.
And then last but not least, Supermoon. So it's created from this moon dust that glitters in the sky during a harvest supermoon. And it will taste like marshmallows. Kind of close to cereal milk.
Oh, okay.
What they're saying. So there you go. You can order them right now if you'd like to.
Well, there's a couple of them that I'm down with.
Mm.
But Holly brings up a very important keep in mind kind of thing.
Yeah. But I don't think these Jenny's ice creams are going to be, causing any kind of intergalactic.
No. Not like that slushy.
No.
Ooh. No. And then DQ announced their new to piggyback off the this has nothing to do with Total Eclipse, but starting on April 1st, they have their summer menu. You know how they always do new Blizzard flavors? They have a few. They have a peanut butter cookie dough party, it's called. So it's peanut butter cookie dough.
Okay.
Ice cream. And then the other one is called the Ultimate Cookie. Oreos, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter cookies in one blizzard.
Wow.
Oreo cookie pieces, Chips Ahoy pieces, and Nutter Butter pieces.
Wow. I'd try
it. No, on that one, Lex?
Feels like a lot, but I would absolutely try it.
And then the last new one is the Picnic Peach Cobbler.
Oh, yeah. Yum. Yeah.
They said it's similar to the Chick-fil-A peach shake. That kind of flavor, if you like peach, and then they're bringing back favorites from the past few years: cotton candy, brownie batter, and frosted animal cookie. So those are your flavors, and they will launch April 1st, and that's not a joke.
Nice. Are you still cuckoo for cotton candy?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Yep,
I get a few a year. It's my little treat.
Yeah.
Just ever so often, I'll run down there and get a little one. I love it so much. But I want to try that peanut butter cookie dough. I love a peanut butter cookie. Oh, yeah. Oh, because cookie dough is a flavor. A normal cookie dough is a good blizzard flavor on a good day, on a normal day. But, peanut butter cookie dough?
Hell yeah.
So there we go. So there's Jenny's, Sonic, and Dairy Queen. New treats for you. Hot eats, cool treats. There we go. We treat you right. Sometimes. When we come back, a friend of the show is a grandma. We'll tell you about that. And, of course, the latest on Princess Kate and how Nora O'Donnell pissed everybody off in the process of reporting that story when we come back.
Everything, get your bathroom redone. Hey, friends, it's Alexis. If you're looking at your bathroom going, ooh, 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 this is funky funk, we need some help, look no further than Rebath. I love them. They do a wonderful job. They're a one-stop shop, and they're with you every step of the way, from design to execution to warranty. Yeah, they've got you. And it's so easy to sign up to have a designer come to you. You just go to rebath.com, put in your information, and a designer will come to your home. They'll bring hundreds of options. They'll bring the showroom to you. They'll look at your budget. They'll look at your space and come up with a beautiful custom design. Now, that part's free. They just want to show you what they can do. Of course, mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. If you decide to go with them, they get the job done in 5 days or less. Yes, professional installation, less hassle, less time away from getting into your bathroom and getting taking care of business. Go to rebath.com or stop into their showroom in Apple Valley.
Look at this.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
Stand by me. Lil Durk. Hope I pronounced that right. Featuring Mark Morgan Wallen. Lil Durk. That's L-I-L. Lil.
Yep.
Welcome back, Jason and there it goes. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything, we finally have our answer. So Friday, after a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors, I would say weeks. I don't know if it was a full month, but of where was what's going on with Kate Middleton. We finally found out. Now, before we play a little bit of her announcement that I'm sure you have seen over the weekend, this is a collection. This is not made up. We didn't do this. This is just a small montage of YouTubers and actual news programs and radio shows of just the hysteria and the level that this Where's Kate thing got to. Take a listen.
Kate Middleton, the future Queen of England, just disappeared.
What is going on with Kate?
Kate Middleton had a facelift.
She actually donated an organ to Charles. The real reason Kate Middleton is in hiding is because William actually got somebody pregnant, but it's not her.
Kate Middleton, where are you? Is this a horror story?
The official word, abdominal surgery. But no one's buying what the palace is selling.
That's just a little. Or I'm sorry, Lil. That's just a little of the coverage of Where's Kate Middleton. Well, we found out on Friday, right after we got off the air, the palace, all the socials announced it and the networks cut in. I'll talk about that in just a second. But here's a little bit of Princess Kate addressing the world.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
So there we go. Mm. Now, can everyone leave her alone?
Yeah, well, that's what happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially when there's already distrust with that family and what's been happening anyway. So, yeah, well, I'm glad she cleared it up and did it in her own words. She wrote every word of that. So,
mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah, wishing her the best. But it's just amazing the lengths that people went to try to guess what was happening.
Well, also, I'm sure it was probably directed by her. And if it was, then we can't criticize. But if it wasn't, this went on for way too long. This could have been nipped in the bud and probably prevented her some stress. That's what I was thinking about, was if they waited because Kate wanted it, great. But if they let this go on and on and on for some cockamamie nutter butter strategy, they should all be fired, the communications team, because this I'm sure added more stress to that lady's life that doesn't in a time where she doesn't need any type of stress.
Yeah,
but
Unless she wasn't looking at anything.
Yeah, very curious about the advisement and the communications process for all of this.
Yes, because there was a complete vacuum of information. And
in the absence of fact comes conspiracy, which is exactly
ding ding
what we just
and
heard.
Radio jingles.
Oh God, not the radio. Not the radio jingles.
Now
not the morning zoo coming for you.
I know. I just like, where is Kate Middleton? That was the thing I loved the most. Let me get, where is that again?
Let me get to that. Oh, no, we have to do it again.
Yep, one more time.
Kate Middleton, where are you?
We didn't request that from Rocco. Damn it, why didn't we get one from Rocco?
Yeah. Because we're good. We were just waiting.
Thank you. We were just waiting.
Like, some people, it's funny now to think about it. They're like, is she with Miss Shelley Miscavige?
Oh.
That was another thing, like swirling around. Or her eating disorder, or there is one, or what? Or yeah, that he's cheating on her and she had a mental breakdown, and whoo.
It's ridiculous. I just hope. Leave her alone now. Let her have the time that she needs to recover. I mean, now that we know it's serious and it's not a goofy reason, not that cheating would have been a goofy, but you know what I mean. It's not a dishy reason. Mm-hmm. It's a real medical
good reason.
Leave her alone now. We know. Go away. Go report on something else. Go see what Helena Bonham Carter's doing.
Oh, man, I hope she's sitting there reading poetry. Have you ever watched any of those videos?
Mm-mm.
They're so nice. Helena Bonham Carter just has a wonderful voice.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the princess film. I was like,
princess of reading poetry as Princess Margaret? That was just my random aside.
I got you. I follow now, but I thought you were talking about the princess.
Sorry, we're going all over.
It's Monday. We have allergies. It's Monday. It's snowy. We're barely here. Jeff actually just told me about, speaking of Helena Bonham Carter, there's a new show on Masterpiece that she is in that Jeff loved about based on a true story, a soap opera star in England in the 80s that was forced off of her show because of her age, and she kind of fights back.
Ooh.
I think it's called Nolly. Nolly? Nolly? Mm. It's getting good reviews, and Jeff said it's delightful with Helena Bonham Carter. I'm going to check that out, but it's part of Masterpiece. Now, I was wondering, maybe he wasn't home at the time, Lex, or he wasn't watching this specific game, but the fun, and again, leading with Princess Kate's health. I mean, we wish her the best. Let's move to the fun aspect of the story is every NCAA fan hates Norah O'Donnell. Because CBS News cut in to March Madness on Friday to do this announcement with Kate during a game.
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't that just make your butt just like, my feeling
she
is
she has to be the face, of course. It wasn't her choice. It's not like she's like, all right, guys, time to do this.
Yeah.
It's sad that that is the reality that they want to be the first to announce it.
Yeah, and in fairness,
but that's the way it is.
I think that's the way it is.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember getting calls during Wheel of Fortune when I worked at WCCO when we would interrupt for weather. It was like the Jonas Brothers fans, Lex. I mean, people would. I mean, you can't interrupt, girl. Do not interrupt Wheel of Fortune. And then the same would be for Oprah. We interrupted Oprah for weather. Oh my goodness! Get that goof on a roof off the TV. But anyway.
Yeah, and it was minutes. It wasn't just seconds, like a quick, debrief, like 30 seconds. There's snow, watch out! This was like her whole statement. It's like, wow.
Yeah. I don't know why we call it a two-box in TV. I don't know why they didn't do like a squeeze back. You know what I mean? Put Norah in one box and keep the game in another box so you could still see.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Take the audio take the audio of Nora and the princess's message, but then keep the game in a two box, in a box on the same screen, so people could at least see the game. I don't know why they didn't do that.
Yeah, because I think fans would still be upset.
I know, Lex, but at least...
it's like a half step. Yeah.
But that's just me. That's what I would have done. But maybe the news department balks at that. And maybe the sports department. Maybe they don't allow that. Maybe the rights. Maybe you can't... The screen can't... You can't have the game shared with anything else on a screen. I mean, I'm sure the contracts are weird like that. So.
And the nature of what she's saying would feel really weird.
Yeah.
They're, you know, dunking behind her. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm just trying to think as a news executive, like, what is there any way around it? But no.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was an important game, too. Like, if it was a big...
It was Northwestern. And Florida.
It was Florida. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oof. I can't imagine the calls.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
There's been a lot of upsets.
There has been.
We could have picked the winners of some of these games.
Really?
Yeah, by just flipping a coin.
Well, I heard Kentucky got out real early, and people thought Kentucky was going to go far.
Oh, yeah.
Good day.
Yep. That's women's. Oh, my gosh. They're on fire. They're more interesting than the guys this year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They usually are. Anyway.
Yeah. Well.
I said that out loud. My Talk is partnering with the Animal Humane Society for the 2024 Walk for Animals, and you'll never, ever, ever, ever guess who the team captains are.
That'd be us.
That's right. And they have some requests. They don't want just your run-of-the-mill animals.
What's our request, Holly?
I want rabbits in strollers, ferrets on leashes, iguanas in baskets.
Yeah, I don't want the big variety on leashes. Ponies, horses, cows, and pigs.
Oh.
Bring your pets.
Chinchillas.
Yeah,
in like a baby Bjorns or something.
Oh,
yeah.
How cute would that be?
Yeah.
It's
with their
May
dust
4th
bath. Yeah.
At the State Fairgrounds. Sign up now. Join Team My Talk. It's just going to be a grand old time.
Grand old time.
Food trucks, vendors. Oh, it's a great space for it, too.
Yeah, it is. A friend of ours is becoming a grandmother. Well, is a grandmother. Alex has that when we come back. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Now, Red Cow and Red Rabbits are closed on Monday, so I'm going to take this opportunity to talk to all of you administrative assistants out there, or all of you party planners in your office, or maybe just in your friend group. Did you know that Red Cow does amazing catering? That's right. So many varieties, and they take care of everything. You fill out a sheet at redcowmn.com, just go ahead and catering, and let them do the rest. If you're looking for wraps, if you're looking for salads, if you're looking for sliders, they have it all. I got to tell you, I've used them. I used them for producer Ted's goodbye party last year, and it was great. You can get the cold box lunches that come with chips, coleslaw, pickles, and a cookie. Come on. Egg salad sandwich, pastrami, BLT, veggie wraps, and more. Something for everyone in your office. So, run to Red for your next party.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
I am a fortunate homosexual man.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Don't think you are, Oprah, but sure. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything.
Up their butts.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thank you. Monday, March 25th. Who became a grandma, Lex?
Katie Couric. Yeah, her daughter Ellie welcomes her first baby, a boy, with her husband Mark. And Katie shared this on her Instagram. She said, "Mom and Dad are over the moon. I'm thrilled to have my first grandchild." And she's wearing one of those cute sweaters. Oh, I forgot the designer already. Where it's hand-stitched. And her says go-go on it. So she's going to be go-go.
Go-go.
Yes. Baby's name is John Albert Dabrowski. And born right on his due date. Just shy of 7 pounds. Yeah, very sweet.
Look at that baby.
And they're going to call him Jay in honor of her husband who passed away.
Jay Monahan.
Jay Monahan, yes. And yeah, he was only 42. Colon cancer in 1998.
Yep.
So very sweet, sweet pictures of the family and Katie holding him.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Just darling.
Oh, look at Katie. That baby's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe Katie Kirk's a grandma. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oh, Katie. I know
what's happening?
It's
her daughter's 32.
Yeah. She's how old? 32, Carrie is?
Mm-hmm.
It's her other Ellie. Yeah. Carrie and Ellie. God, I remember when I'm so old. I remember when she was pregnant with them on the Today Show.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh. Because I think she was pregnant with Ellie when she was a Bryant, with Brian Gumbel. And then she had Carrie when Merv Perv came on. But, yeah. Oh, look at them.
Yeah.
Look at that baby.
Says Carrie's ready to be a cool aunt. And her husband now. What is his first name? Katie Kirk's husband.
John. John.
Is ready to hand out or is enjoying handing out cigars. And you see him in there too. Molnar's last name.
Oh, Katie, congrats.
Yeah.
We love you. We love you. It was actually, it's funny.
Stop it.
Oh, no, I don't. I meant to play this one.
Hi, this is Katie Couric, Jason's radio wife. Honey, can you pick up some bread on the way home?
Because correct me if I'm wrong, the first time, the time you met Katie was for the Gracie Awards, right, in New York?
That's right. That's where we recorded that drop.
Mm-hmm.
Cornered her in the elevator.
Yeah. You cornered her in the elevator and you're like, say this, please.
I was like, hey, Katie.
Yeah.
Can you say a few? No, we had set it up, but we had to leave the actual ceremony because it was so loud in there and we just did it in the hallway next to the elevator.
That was 14. Yeah. Can you imagine though? That was 14 years ago.
Oh, she was so sweet. And she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie, congrats, girl.
Yay.
Congrats. We love you. Still sweet, I think sweet in a different way. So obviously one of Kevin Bacon's most famous roles is Footloose. I would argue it's probably his most famous role. Well, I guess the high school that they shot Footloose in, they were doing this campaign to get Kevin to come to their prom. How great is that? Just, I mean, what a great idea.
Dancing aloud here.
Yeah. And tied it to their, to Kevin's foundation, the 7 Degrees of Foundation, or 6 Degrees. I forgot what the exact name of the foundation is called, but, and they, the kids promised to donate a certain amount to the foundation if he would come to their prom. Well, he's coming to their prom.
Oh,
isn't that great? He sent them a message over the weekend and he's going to visit the Footloose school after these kids did this ongoing campaign. They did social media. They sent out newsletters, anything to get Kevin's attention. And they did. And Kevin's going.
Oh, it's 6degrees.org is where you can find it. Oh, that is amazing. Hopefully he'll perform too and take his guitar out. You think he'd do that?
I'm sure.
And they dance?
Do his dance. Do his frustrated teen dance that he did in the barn in that movie.
Oh.
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
I think he also has goats.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
He sings to them.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of the story of the push.
Back in 1984, in the hit movie Footloose, Kevin Bacon became a cult hero, taking on a small town that's outlawed dancing to hold a senior prom while teaching his best friend to dance.
So should we give it a try?
And while the town in Footloose is fictitious, the school where they shot it is not.
This is Kevin Bacon's locker. This place is like a time capsule to the 1980s.
Utah's Payson High School became a working movie set for Footloose, and they are proud of it.
Can you walk down these halls and not think about the movie?
No. When I walk down the halls, I feel like I'm in the movie.
Students Ruby Roth and Caleb Dymock were born decades after the movie's release. Why does it mean so much to you?
I think it means so much because everyone around us cares about it so much.
Isn't that cool?
And that,
like, again.
Her answer, that's hilarious.
I know.
He's like, everyone else cares. Yeah. So therefore I care.
Here's a little bit of Kevin's message.
Here, I want to welcome in someone live from the set of his new movie in Atlanta, Georgia. Kevin Bacon, you with us?
Hey, everybody. What's going on, Payson High School? How are you guys doing? I have been so impressed with everything that's been going on there with this crazy idea to get me to come back. I don't need to say it, but the movie,
I'm gonna best part it.
The musical and the flash mobs and the recreations and the it hasn't gone unnoticed by me, not to mention the fact that you've tied in 6degrees.org, our foundation, and are trying to figure out ways to give back to your community. It's really inspirational. So thank you, and I'm gonna come. I gotta come.
What a good guy.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know why I'm excited, but I am.
It's a really old movie that my mom and my dad like.
Everyone else is around. All my teachers and the principal's going nuts. I better be happy too.
I don't know why these Gen Xers are happy, but they are.
Oh, that's so fun.
It's great. So good. We're going to take a break. Speaking of the 80s and 90s, I have an old Earth movie review of Mermaids, plus an unbelievable 2020. We'll play a game. We're poking each other again. Ozempic babies.
JTR Roofing, JTRRoofingInc.com. They install and repair gutters, soffits and fascia, windows, roofs, siding, and of course, they can help with any storm damage you have. Storm damage, yeah. And right now, woo, with this snow, it is time to get ahead of our spring projects. Have them out for an estimate just to get ready, get in the queue to get your roof done if you're having any issues. And, having damaged or worn out roof, it's like being in the rain with an umbrella full of holes, and you do not want that. You might be feeling that right now, just scared, oh, it's beautiful snow, but ooh, will it come into the house? You don't need to worry about that with the work you get from JTR Roofing. JTRRoofingInc.com. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,000 off roofing, siding, or gutters. Of course, I have a lot of experience with insurance. Have them out for an estimate. They worked on our soffits and fascia, and we're very happy. JTRRoofingInc.com.